Oh my God. Game gotta get stepped up. Gotta step our game up.
All right, you ready, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get to it. I'm sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only the one and only Sipping with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool, Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yep! What's up with y'all, man? Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. Like, comment, subscribe, share, tell somebody we over here and they need to be here. We'd appreciate that. Once again, I want to salute to everybody that's been following those few humble commands of mine. We just cracked over 3,000 subscribers. That's a big deal for me. So we're going to make some noise for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But just make sure you subscribe because we drop content constantly. But today is a day I've been waiting a long time for. This day actually came, went, never happened, and it's back again, man. Full circle.
Uh-huh.
So, today, introduce yourself to the people, man. Tell who I got with me.
Hey, listen, baby. I'm Pretty Boy Day. Actually, I got some news for you. My manager told me not to say nothing. I'm going to say something anyway. I do everything. Everything, and I can't believe I'm on the Sipping with Sammy show.
Nah, I can't. I'm glad you're here.
I'm doing my best, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm doing my best to not be a groupie right now.
Oh my goodness,
I'm telling you,
that's
I'm being
what
honest.
Not doing.
I'm gonna tell. Can you push that button one more time?
Which button?
He
that?
Didn't even say nothing. He pushed the button. No, The one to say Sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy.
Yo,
Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sipping with Sammy. Sammy.
You hear that? That's my guy. Yo, Sammy. You gotta teach me. Listen, he set me on the path the first day that I seen him. I didn't know who he was. The guy that that you did the show with, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had business, and it just so happened to be the day that you was giving a show there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I walked by and I stopped, and me and her stayed still. Mm-hmm. We didn't move. We just was like, oh, this guy, oh, wow. Yo, he's good. Yo,
this is news to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know this story.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Shout out Tintin.
And the first thing you taught me was when you said, listen, I got to give honor to my significant other and everything, and then she came on, you gave her, and that's when I said, you know what, I gotta give honor to my wife. Tintin, what's up, baby? Anyway, so that was a beautiful thing for me. Like, mm-hmm. That really was important to me, and I held it. So everything I do now, at the end, you know, I gotta give her, pay homage.
Well, we gotta salute our support team, and it just so happens that mine is really close to me. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
At that point, probably overworked, and half the time underappreciated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when we do these public things, because there's a lot that goes into making Sammy look like Sammy, as far as production and all of that goes.
Right.
And I don't do none of it. So I'd be damned. Even with Sonny Brick, with my own co-host. Even with her, when she can pop in, like, it's so much that we gain from her energy and her intellect. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to shout her out. If she missed every episode this year, I would still shout out from last year. But that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. You got a team.
And I
you
get
got a good
sip
team.
From one of these.
Hold on. Sipping water, by the way, but we're not judging.
See, I wasn't even going to say it was water. I was
well,
gonna
if you got that
else.
Much in the glass, drinkers know that that's not nothing else but water.
Why couldn't it be vodka?
Because nobody's drinking vodka like that, bro. You would be a savage.
Oh, I'm putting my
and
cup
you would start
down.
Acting different. You'd have been halfway
I'm putting
through
my
start
cup
acting
back down
different.
Now.
It's funny because I did your show.
Excuse me.
Philly Four Horsemen.
Yes, sir.
We ain't even get to that yet. But thanks once again for y'all having me on there. I had a blast. Messing with folks.
So did I.
You
definitely had a blast, man.
But that day, I said it's Twisted Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I'm going to sip a beer.
Just for you.
Just for you. And I think they had 3 sips, and you would have thought he had 4 shots. So we going to let him have his water today, because
don't tell nobody. Don't
he's
tell
enough him. Energy just as he is. And not that, not to say that people always drink for the energy, but some people have to, you know, break that barrier of their psyche to be cool.
Right,
and
right,
you
right,
never
right.
had to do that. You turn the church up.
I've seen it. You know what I mean? That's one thing I want to say to you, though. I've seen you host various different rooms and platforms and different occasions. I see you do a play. I see you do a live podcast taping. The appreciation joint.
Yes.
I see you host the podcast with or without me on it.
Yes. Yes.
And every time you bring it, bro, you very, like, your timing is really, really good. And you're witty. And you might sing. And you do wardrobe changes and stuff. Like, like you really you really bring the whole thing. And I appreciate watching you do what you do. Because you feel very malleable to me.
Coming from sipping with...
No, I'm going to keep the G with you.
Are you recording this? We got to keep this... Listen, just coming from you, bro.
Nah,
like,
man.
Just coming from you is amazing, yo.
I've said it to Kay on multiple occasions when she asked how things went that she wasn't at. I'm like, somehow they do it every time. Like, he's going to turn up. He's going to be a fool. And I think he had 4 outfits tonight. I feel like you changed wardrobe twice in 5 minutes at the appreciation show.
Yeah,
It was back to back. I don't know if it was God of Guns or something. Yeah, you had on something and then you switched right to God of Guns.
Right.
Or was it?
That's funny because it was both.
It was both, right?
I did the button up first.
Uh-huh.
And then I did another button up, and then I did the God of Guns.
And the God of Guns was right after the button up.
Yep.
Like, you seen it once and then it disappeared.
That's exactly what happened.
So you walk into the event with a trunk? Like the old days?
Actually, she walked into there with the trunk.
Like a gypsy lady?
She get it in. I don't know how she get it in there. She get it in there. So when I walk into the bathroom, I try to Superman, come right back out.
One thing about Tencent, and I said this to people before too, because I've been at the Are You Marriage Material, and I've been at the podcast, and I've been at the show, and Tencent just do. If it got to be done, she gonna do it. If it got to be clean, she gonna change her shoes. Like, let's, she get it done.
To be 100% clear, this is all I do. Talking to microphone.
That's what I be saying.
Every single thing outside of that is managing material.
See, we blessed, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We blessed, man.
Listen, that's what I see. You have it. So you know when I say what I'm about to say, what makes us different from most podcasts is we have them to make sure things are structured and actually make sense.
Absolutely.
If you look at our first show when we first started without a manager, it was just 4 guys everywhere, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a little moment, then we right back all over the place again. Then we got management.
Created balance.
Everything is structured now.
Created balance.
Only time, Tuesday. That's my day where I get to do whatever I want to do.
I'm gonna give us one more thing that makes us different than most other podcasters. We're actually hosts.
Hey.
We can host anything.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Sir. I've done street festivals, I've done concerts, we've done live on streamed events, all type of things. You do similar things and you turn the church up.
Hey.
Most importantly.
I try.
But like, it's a difference between somebody that said, I can talk. So I want to sit down and have conversations on camera or mic and put out audio and visual that way, between somebody that also has the recognition of just entertainment in general and always making sure that there's a certain pace or rhythm no matter what the environment or what the guest is, because these things are never up to us.
I'm sorry. I gotta stop you again.
What'd I do this time?
This is why I love you. Like, do you see how you just, me, I get in front of the camera, I feel it. I just love to be in front of the camera. I love to be in front of people. I love to talk.
I get that.
You, on the other hand, do you see how you broke it down and was able to articulate? I'm sitting here mesmerized by your words. Like, okay, I won't do it. But I got to do it one more time. I was mesmerized by your words. Mm-mm. Like, when you're able to articulate and get somebody to feel what you're saying, it's amazing. And you got it. You got it.
That's, you're not going to make this talk about me.
I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is.
I know you. You a deflector. We're not doing that all day.
And for the record, this is my first time being interviewed. So, I guess, I don't know.
But you're not even being interviewed. We having a conversation. But we getting ahead of ourselves. We going to keep on giving each other that.
All right, last time.
Get nowhere.
Last one. So, we went to the assembly and we was being honored and everything. And somehow something went wrong. Whoever was supposed to host didn't host.
Shout out my sis, Red Snapper.
When Sammy kicked in, he kicked into a whole other mode. And I was like, yo, I got to learn how to do that. Like, it was just amazing the way you did it. And it just went like you were supposed to be there. Like, you had rehearsed it. You knew what was going on. It was just decent, bro. I mean, you
I appreciate you that. It. But that's just what I said. Like, when you already do it, you kind of know what's missing. There's been times I've hosted stuff by accident just because the night was dragging. And I'm like, I'm going to just get the microphone. And like I'm going to start calling people to the stage. We're going to get like, I've done it. You know what I'm saying? But what it is like.
Can this be vodka now?
It could be vodka now. All
right. Yeah, I'm sipping, baby.
Even in that moment, I still look at myself like I messed up. Because when I first came on, and one thing I learned from speech class, you're not supposed to acknowledge certain things because it takes over. And I'm sure it probably didn't to your eyes. Mm-hmm. But when I first got up there, I said, shit, I guess I'm hosting. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. You see what I'm saying? I should have just acted as if. Right. And that bothers me.
Okay.
Not enough to like drive me crazy, but it's like one of them things like, don't do that. You know better than that. But I think, because it feels like I'm giving the audience an excuse just in case I'm not up to par or whatever. And I don't want to ever, I never need that. You see what I'm saying?
I understand now.
It's like one time I gave a speech in college in speech class. And when I got up there, I said, bear with me a little. I'm a little under the weather before I started the speech. I got a B on a speech. He said, because until you said that you was under the weather, nobody knew.
Oh, wow.
Once you said it, your body even showed it. Like, like your body said, oh, shit, we sick.
Wow.
So just, you know, one of those things. Though, I'm that hard on myself, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I want everything to always be what it's supposed to be. When you're in that position, you're in that position for a
reason. That's what puts you to the next tier. That's what separates you from everybody else. That's just my opinion.
That's what puts me near you. And you see, we sitting right shoulder to shoulder. You ain't as tall as me.
I feel we about the same height.
All right.
I'm all 6'5". We around.
Yeah,
you know
I'm 6'8", 275. Right.
Yo, look at this. Stop, yo. Can y'all see this? Everybody see this? Can you see this, Tintin?
I put my name on everything, bro. I'm arrogant.
That's funny. So my name. Okay, that's a good segue. So I'm changing my name and starting a clothing line.
So you're not gonna be Pretty Boy no more?
I'm Pretty Boy Day when it comes to
your boxing days is over. Because all the fighters your size was Pretty Boy.
Hey, I do know a couple Pretty Boys. You just messing my name up. So we was talking, and my name is Day, mm-hmm. and my middle name is Ramon. So we were talking.
You about to short John something?
Something like that. My name going to be Day Ramon, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be on there, you know what I'm saying? I got to get the Pretty Boy colors I've been looking for. I don't want to just be a T-shirt and a sweatshirt.
Hold on.
What's up? Talk to me.
You got
to
get the Pretty Boy colors. So like Gucci is green and red. You going to be
something where
like you have a specific.
Yes, I am.
On everything.
Yes, Dave Ramone by Pretty Boy Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? PBI.
I like it. High five on that one.
So we were actually talking.
I'm going to make fun of the name, but I like it.
Dave
it's your
Ramone.
Name.
You know what I'm saying? That's my name. My middle name is Ramone. My first name is Day. Dave Ramone. But it's going to be all one. We're going to make it all one name. Dave Ramone. Not Day Ramone.
So is it supposed to sound Italian or French?
French.
All right. I just got. No, it's fast. You go either way. You make it sound Asian if we want to.
We was actually just talking, and they was like, okay, so we're trying to revamp things. So she was like, she was saying, you know.
Did she say Pretty Boy Day was juvenile?
Something like that. Something like that.
Because you was dancing around something. Who came up with Pretty Boy Day?
That's actually my daughter.
Tintin doesn't agree, but.
Yeah, so I went away to college, and when I came home, Facebook was a thing. Mm. And she created my Facebook and put Pretty Boy Day. I don't know where it came from. So Day was my name. She
so
would
when
always.
She was growing she up, you used to walk around the house like this?
Yes. So Tintin would always call me Pretty Boy, but my name is Day. So I guess my daughter put it together. Like, she had...
No, that's cool. That makes sense. I'm hearing that there was a previous name for those that couldn't hear it.
Smut Boy.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's like the boy from Black Ink Crew.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Don't do that. Don't do that because, you know, I got stories. And you in all of them. My name wasn't Smut Boy for nothing.
Who's in all of them? Tintin?
All of them.
Oh, all right. Every I'm about last, to say. Every please last be clear. Story. They can't see her. You can't say stuff like that. We sitting next to me without acknowledging.
So yeah, we got rid of that name because I no longer follow the Smut Boy ways. Not only was I Smut Boy, I was Smut Boy number one. Like it wasn't like Smut Boy. It was Smut Boy number one.
Are you
one.
In a fraternity? This sound like frat name.
We actually were starting it. It was gonna be Smut Boy number one. And as you come in, that was your number.
Oh, so you was gonna one. Be Diddy.
Somebody
else's videos, they was gonna be number two.
Pretty much.
That's crazy.
Something like that.
That's crazy.
And I actually got a tatted on my arm right here. Smut Boy number one.
You have Smut Boy on your skin?
Yeah, Smut Boy
you
number one.
You are a savage.
And everybody that would come in.
You got a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I said she was in all of
it's all about you, baby. Started yeah, early.
Man. Yeah, y'all making me thirsty, man. I'm saying.
But no, listen, we nervous. Go from Smut Boy to Pretty Boy Day. Then I start calling you Do-Rag Day. And then you grow your daggone hair.
Yeah, I got it. So I have a rule coming up. Well, actually,
shout out
so
to that, man.
So what happened was my hair was one. We grew it out a little bit. And we recorded. I was the commander in a police scene in a movie called Rain. Shout out to Mark Five. And so I recorded everything. I thought I was done. So I cut my hair back, laid it down and thing, had my waves flowing. But now we got to record. They're actually waiting for me for my hair to get back to the way it was.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah. You fast forwarded through the funniest part.
What?
There's a direct mission to get back the waves. It's immediate grease down, do-rag, brushing all. It's like a prison, like
as
they do in prison.
As soon as I
this is like dedication shirt. To getting, and you got the waves back.
Yes, sir.
And then they said, reshoot.
We wasn't done recording.
This happened on Fat Beach. You know they had the reshoot stuff. He got different haircuts and different, anyway.
Yeah, no, he wasn't
it's
doing that.
It's the funniest part of the movie.
So my hair, so what I recorded happened 8 o'clock in the morning. And my part again is going to be like 9 o'clock at night, so I can't have a different hairstyle that
day.
Yeah, so you know it's.
So we're on our way back.
Another show that I have to. My name is Monty.
Efficient new swag.
I'm Jamaican, so I'm going to have locks in my hair as well.
Oh, yeah, so. They're going to make you a dread anyway. Yeah. Come on in,
I'm going to be a dreaded.
Go get the Fetty watch, man. You know how Fetty got his joints?
How?
There was a lady in his neighborhood that was actually well known that had locks. He bought her locks and added it to his hair. He was growing it, but he had like this much hair. So when we met him and his hair was this long, this much of that was hers.
Wow.
And then I think the story is that he trimmed it out little by little as his hair grew. We don't know. You know,
right,
whatever.
Right.
But it was a lady, like he paid a lady that like the whole neighborhood in Jersey know for her hair.
Wow.
I never heard anybody
admit
that
was possible.
Like that. Well, you could do a lot. Like if my lock, and I've had a situation where client actually pulled four of my locks out the middle of my head. I could have got them reattached, but my hair grows, so I just chalked it. So they could put it back.
So when you gonna trim your hair?
I trim it all the time. When my hair would be all the way.
When the next time you gonna trim it?
Next time I'm lit and bored, and I get sick of trying to clean the ends of it.
Make sure you call me so that way I can get fast locks.
No, man.
I can't have your locks? They fly. What are you talking about?
I'm not cutting that much off to get you lituated. See, now let's keep it real. All
right, keep it real.
You're the kind of man that if you're going to do something, you're going to do it. You need the process. The journey is the whole thing once you lock. You don't want to skip that unless you're just doing it for a role.
Yeah, so I tried before. There's this one particular phase.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it the ugly phase. Mm-hmm. Some people call it the... Actually, I have a story behind it.
It's
you ready?
The journey.
Hold on. You ready
that's
for the story?
That's the rough part of the journey.
Hold on. Let me tell you what happened. The tips was locked, but it wasn't locked all the way up. And it was about this long.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a hot day. It's hot. I'm sweating. My hair needs to be done. But I'm waiting for the weekend to get my hair done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working on the ceiling. I'm taking the ceiling down. I'm trying to do it neatly. And then when the ceiling tile came down, a bunch of dust and dirt fell. I was so
mad. And
Pretty
Boy kicked right in.
It was over.
Pretty Boy kicked
it
right in.
It was over.
When can't I wash you, this out. I got to cut it out.
That's exactly what happened.
That's crazy.
I went to, the job was over. I stopped. I went to the barbershop. I told him what happened. He cut scissors. Then he took a number two against the grain. Then a number one with the grain. And Pretty Boy was back.
Now, shout out to Miss Reese. She just went through the hard, rough part of the journey of her locks, and her joints is growing. I tell people all the time, it's not as long of a process as you think. It's just you looking at it every day, but once it goes over, you be like, that was only a few months. Like, that wasn't about nothing. I did that. But I tell you, I cut my hair. Like, see, I always had hair before I had locks. I had braids. But when I was in college, I swore I wasn't cutting my hair no more. I had braids for a few years, and I had cut it off a couple times. But every time I cut it, I never got a second haircut. I would grow it right back. Like, I'm addicted to my hair. Then it was a rough year. I lost a bunch of people, and my old heads was graduating from college. And I've been partying with them all year. I'm a freshman. But I go to all the alumni parties, all the senior parties, all the stuff nobody know about in my dorm. I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, if I party with y'all all the time, and y'all doing something positive, and everything back home is negative, and my old head shaved his head. Everybody shaved their head. And I'm like, I ain't shaving my head. Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy as shit. And they ran out of shampoo and conditioner. So I run back to my dorm, because they athletes, so they in the athletes' dorm. So I run back to my dorm, not the one that was graduating, but the ones that was assisting in the shenanigans, lived on the athletes' dorm. I go get the shampoo, conditioner, alcohol, whatever they needed. I go back. And on the ride back, I was like, man, fuck it. If you're going to ride for something, you might as well ride for this.
You cut your hair.
I went to that graduation bald-headed, bro. Oh. And I'm going to keep it G. It was weird because as soon as I said, they was like, yo, you still bitching, you ain't riding. And I'm like, I had already made the decision, but now y'all making it seem like I'm folding.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, I already was going to do it. As soon as I said that, my man said,
no changing
your mind. Cut a braid straight off and handed it to me. No turning back.
Hey.
I went to graduation like this. I got the hood on low. Senior John, light skinned John. She was nice. She walked up to us, she hugging everybody. She looking at everybody's head. She see me with the hood on. She go, she give me one of these. I ain't gonna touch the back of your head. She rub my body. She like, oh my God, you cut your hair. Like, I was the one that was, man. I think that was the last time I cut all my hair off.
Oh my goodness. I don't.
But I've been there, but like, I just love my hair, bro. I like having hair.
So
I like looking like this. I like the tattoos. I like the hair. I like the, if you don't want to talk to me, you shouldn't talk to me.
So, but you got an egg-shaped head. So
that's crazy.
That's a good thing. That's the way your head's supposed to be shaped. So
I didn't even know that, though.
You would look good with a bald head. Now, me, on the other hand, I have a square head. I am dreading the fact. It's already receding a little bit.
What are we doing? We're going to turkey?
As soon as there's nothing there, I'm not shaping my head up back here. Everything must go.
Now
I know you've seen them dudes with the headline shaped up all the way back here.
I'm going to tell you a secret. See a grown man with a mohawk?
Yes.
It's because he lost his corners. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Hey! It's so scary.
He just gave me a little bit of light. Y'all see me with a mohawk, know that the corner's gone.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it.
Don't do
mohawk,
it.
Mohawk, and I'm gonna get a little design right here on the side.
Oh, I'm just saying. You gonna freak it.
Yep, sure I am. A number one against the grain, lead the middle.
The funny thing is, though, and it's good that you're an actor and a personality anyway, you could pull off different looks, whether that's fashion-wise or with your hair and your beard and all your stuff grow. So you could like, see this as far as I got my whole life.
That's it?
Yeah, so I can't turn this into nothing. I even cut it. Like, I can't make a goatee. I can't make the beard. Like, it ain't nothing to be done here except cut it. And this is like, you know what I mean? So you really could pull off different looks and ain't ugly. I don't know about the pretty boy, but you ain't ugly.
Yo, you know what I always wanted? Actually, I did it when I was younger because I could fight, so I didn't really care.
Told you, boxing career slowing down.
Look, I really put a point right here. And
you made it with those people?
He would shave in here and make the point right there because I always wanted the point. So actually now, I might have to really do that one day.
Dracula now. What's wrong with him? He's a vampire.
I like to be different.
You know what? As long as 1010 cool with it, I'm cool with it.
You cool with it?
She don't know about the vampire.
I always wanted to be different. Like, I was the only dude in the hood. Now, I'm from North Philly.
Mm-hmm.
29th and Girard.
Mm-hmm.
28th and Gerard, you familiar? Right, that's right after the zoo. I'm the only dude.
Not far from there. I had a house where they call Brewery Town now.
That's where I used to live at, 28th and Poplar. That's Brewerytown. I really was on Brewerytown.
He was right off Hollywood on Styles.
I know exactly where that's at.
I ain't lying.
My brother lived on Styles. My mom's sister lived on Hollywood. The 1400 block.
Used to be a boat on my block. Used to be like a random, just a boat.
Old ass boat. I know. How old are you?
41.
Yeah. That's my era.
We owned that house.
Alrighty, that's what's up.
I was in college, but yeah.
Okay, yo, it's a small world. she from that way too.
And I never tell nobody about that because when we was back there, we was low. You know what I'm saying? Like, I owned that house with two other people that was in the streets.
Right.
And I was in college.
Okay.
So, like, it was never, like, the spot.
Right.
But some names that y'all heard in a lot of records used to be in there doing their thing. So, like, we was back that way. But my biggest regret is if I would have knew they was going to change the name to Brewerytown,
you'd have kept the house.
I'd made sure we held it another 3 to 5 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah. House is going for 200, 350,000.
Maybe half.
Right now, how's it going for $200,000 and $350,000?
They built the loft right there and said that once it get above the third floor, it was $1.5 million or something a joint. I was like,
oh. Yo, I used to go
where the stables that gonna be at? Like, I was.
Yo.
It was real. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly. Listen, I grew up around there.
I was sick, bro. But go ahead. You from down there?
I was the only dude around there walking around with finger waves. Like the real finger waves that the girls wear. Mm-hmm. That's what I had with a shape up.
See, we couldn't. I'd have grinded you. We'd have rumbled.
Yes, we would
have. No, we would have rumbled. Like, it ain't yes, like I'd have got away
but
with
look,
it.
But look, guess what?
But I'd have grinded you
all
up.
All the dudes talked about me, but all the girls tried to get with me.
But
all of
no,
them.
No, but see, one of my best friends was like that. Like, and it's, I hate to say it, but dudes used to be like, yo, with Tommy on. And I'm like, don't do that. He get all of them. Why is jeans so tight? Because y'all don't know about Diesel yet. Like, you'll find out in 3 years that those are $400 jeans you try
to grind.
You don't know about
grinding him up
yet.
About it.
Like, he's in retail, so he gets on it early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just different. But it's nothing wrong with that. You know
I love
what I'm
it. I love
that.
It.
I'm proud of myself on being. I'm the first one, and this is why I actually bought this same Dickie over 20 years ago, right? This is a one piece for the people that can't see it. But the reason I bought it was because I was the first one to wear the navy blue one piece to school, like, just, like, not to work. Okay. And I got grinded up the whole way to school on a bus and a subway, in school, the whole way back home. I was a janitor, a carpenter, a mechanic, everything. And I even wore it, like, I had, like, some canvas Reebok, like Chuck type Jones, like, and I had got them from New York. They was like some exclusive Jones, like they was, you know, a piece,
right?
Like something like if the sneakerheads would know, but the regular person don't know. I just threw it on with the Dickie because it had the navy blue in it. I ain't no Tim's on it with nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I thought I was fly. I put on fresh sneaks with it,
right?
Got grinded up that whole day, but it ain't hurt me,
right?
I got home and felt like I powered up, like, oh, yeah, do this again next week.
Yes, sir.
So when I got to the point where it was time to buy another joint, I'm like, everybody was wearing them by now. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna just get something nobody got. So I got this one.
Okay.
And so I re-got it recently. But like, I've always been on some different shit too. I just hung with all the motherfuckers that was wearing all the regular shit.
Right.
But could nobody grind me up?
Nah, yeah.
Could nobody grind me up? If you win, you win. But we gonna joust.
Yeah.
We gonna joust. We gonna joust. You from a neighborhood where most people can't talk as well as you, but everybody can fight.
Everybody can fight. Even though
the women can fight.
Yeah, the women
There's
can fight.
Certain
too.
Neighborhoods in this city for y'all that's not from Philly. Like, if your girl from Nice Town and Dogtown, her grandma got a knuckle game, bro.
They don't think
y'all don't even know that. Like, her grandma used to cut people.
So I recently was talking to a friend of mine from a long time ago that know me, that watched many, and he could fight too, but his son look at him now like, Pop, you don't know about this. So I'm trying to tell him, I'm like, yeah, Pop really was the...
Like,
in what, basketball?
No, like literally was like, oh, hey, you a bitch. And I'm like,
what?
He telling me to prove to him I'm not a bitch. All I'm thinking is just prove
if
to
you
me
only
I am.
Know.
Like, that's not going to move me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't know, man. They
and
really
when I say young boy, I mean like 13. You know what I'm saying? Like, cut it out.
Yeah, he definitely don't know.
You will go through that wall. Not even swing it on you.
So I'm trying to tell him, like, your pop really was that. Like, his name is Artie. So am I allowed to say names? I'm sorry.
No, if he don't mind.
Yeah,
don't mind.
He don't mind. That's my guy. Yeah. So I'm trying to tell him, like, your pop really was that bull back then. Like, believe it or not, I just happened to look good and I could fight. I really was a nut. I was a clown. Like, oh, I really was a clown.
A lot of dudes was.
But what changed, what made me better than most is I knew I was. I wasn't trying to be that dude that I wasn't. I'm a clown. I like to laugh. I like to make people laugh. That's me.
Yeah, I was silly. But I was a hooper.
Don't step out of line. Like, that was me. But anyway, I'm trying to tell him, like, yo, your pop really was that boy. He was the only boy with the rope chain. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He had all the name brand, everything. All the women wanted. He had red hair, light brown eyes.
Name brand everything when everybody wasn't wearing name brand.
Exactly. I had on Bugle Boy.
Right.
Now, hold on. For the record, back then, Bugle Boy cost a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? But
they also had an outlet in Franklin Mills that used to lace you.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know what I'm saying? And he young like, he like, for real, all right, Dad.
Whatever.
Come give me a hug, Dad. All right. If you need me, call me.
No, young boy.
He young boy his pop while we was on live. I'm like, oh,
that's
man.
So funny.
We went down memory lane a little bit, but it was, it is what it is.
But see, the thing is, like, we done did it. It ain't even about us no more, bro. Everything is legacy for you at this point. You done lived 2-3 times. Even if you talk about your neighborhood, what you did when you made it out of your neighborhood and where you at now, that's 3 different lifetimes.
Yeah, we drove through there Saturday? Before we went to Atlanta, we drove through. And I was showing my son, yeah, that's where I used to run the ball court. That's where I did this at. That's where Dad used to live at. Like, we went down. We had you know what I'm saying? The neighborhood is just different. Things is different now. They still Warren right now to
two
this
blocks
day.
Away from each other.
How you know?
Because that's every neighborhood in Philly. I lived in South Philly. I lived in Southwest. I lived in North. I live where I live now. I grew up uptown, and even on Ogons, they was 2 blocks from each other.
So you gonna notice because you're from here.
Mm-hmm.
29th and like Thompson, and 28th and Thompson, and Master, and Jefferson. They're Warren. You ready for this? Over a bag of weed. From years ago
that
was sold on the wrong side. So now this squad and this squad beefing, and then he did this to him. Now we gotta get him back, and it's still going on today.
This is why gangs don't like each other over beef. They're following through on beef that happened over somebody's girlfriend from 40 years ago, and nobody knows where it started from. But we don't like them. And the crazy thing is, the beef is always so close. I'm gonna tell you about my West Philly youngins, and I ain't gonna tell you what neighborhood. But I'm going to tell you the proximity. My homie got a wild young bull. He take license plate numbers down and all that. Like, don't pull up to see a chick. They on you. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Young bull will walk to the other block's corner store, to the poppy store, and tell everybody out there, let him know I'm out here. He would walk to their poppy store for the wreck and put the word out. And I used to be like, bro, that's 4 blocks away. He's like, yeah, he know where I'm at. All right, I'm getting off of this block. Bro, that it's always that close. Like, they were walking to each other's neighborhood, heavy.
Right.
Hoping to ruin a neighbor's day. Because that's all you're going to do. You ain't even going to hit your target. You're just going to ruin the block day. It's that close. So what do? When you go back around there? You talking to them folks? Sending resources to? What you doing, man?
So right now, it's hard. And I say it's hard because...
Entry point?
Not even so much that. It's no one's open for dialogue anymore. These young kids, that you can't talk to them. I go to the rec centers. I train some kids in boxing. But it's not even in my neighborhood because in my...
Well, that's fair.
In my neighborhood, they just retarded, bro. Like, and I mean it in the... You can't mean that in a positive way. I'm trying to think of how
I'm like, what? You mean it in what?
So I was just talking to somebody yesterday. I bumped into a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He got upset. He wanted to fight. I'm like, bro, I said, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with that because believe it or not, even though God is working on me, I'm doing my best. I'm getting better.
Still got triggers and traumas.
I love this guy. I wouldn't even say that. I have triggers and traumas. I like that. I got to add it to my vocabulary. We'll talk about that later.
No, you ain't the only one with triggers. Me too. Like, that's what the you've got to know. Because so, they know the terminologies. We right. don't even know the terminology. You got to tell them. They know this language. You got triggers me too.
Yeah, so it's like, you can't, I don't want to go back there. So I do everything that's not going to take me there.
I'm going to tell you what it is, right? Whatever youngin' you're talking to, nine times, let's say eight times for good measure, out of 10, don't have they have less than a handful of males they respect that's older than them. They don't know how to receive your humility. They don't know how to react to the interaction. They're at a loss, right? But if you maintain being a man, not saying that, you know, if he leap, you ain't supposed to pull him out the air. No, you got to do that. They bigger than us. But at the same time, if every time one of them come across you, it might come across you twice. He might come across you three times. If he see that you still the same gentleman and you walk in, you walk the way you are, and it's not based on falsehoods or his interpretation of the situation, you might break through.
So let me ask you this. And I'm only asking because you are who you are and mm-mm, you have mm-mm. the respect from me that you have.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Where do we go from here? Meaning, we know that it's wrong now. We know where it went wrong. Mm-hmm. How do we start the change so that cycle can stop? How do we get through to these kids to where their children's children to start making a change?
It depends on what part you play in the dichotomy of the situation. Like, if you
hold on, stop.
Don't do that. Because I might have used the word wrong. Don't do that. You're going to draw attention to something I might have used backwards. You got to let me explain all right. it first, see if I used it right.
Okay.
But when it comes down to, all right, some people are made to influence, right? Some influenced by how they move, what they do, what they achieve, and letting people have access to that information or that view or that vision that you can do it too, right?
Right.
Some people inspire by going to the schools, going to the churches, going to the corners and talking to these kids and having little rallies and events that's based on them being heard. That's something that's important too. There's basketball coaches, boxing coaches, football coaches, like teachers, like there's everybody plays a part. The thing is, we need men that can identify leaders. So when you're amongst, as a coach in the boxing, I appreciate you for that. Let me tell you that. Because you're affecting young people that might not have somebody like you outside of that gym. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for that. But whatever your part is, once you're in that, you identify the leader. And just like I used to do when I used to supervise day camp, and I was like 15 supervising the day camp. I pick the leader, and I let him address them. They acting crazy, yo, go handle that for me. Give him the knowledge. Give him the power. They all look up to him already. Find 5 of them. 10 of them. Work with them. Don't neglect the ones that aren't leaders. Give them information too. But empower the ones that you see are leaders of men. Because they might not even know their power. And sometimes they do, but they don't know what box to put it in. Like, there's a such thing as sitting in the classroom, and I learned this as a young man. I seen teachers say, be quiet, stop, calm down, settle down. And I would say, shut up!
They got it now.
And the whole class would get quiet. These are my peers. I didn't know the value of that. I thought it was kind of cool. I used to just do it to show the teacher up, but the teacher actually appreciated it. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we just got to identify leaders and we have to give them information, tools, and resources. And then we have to follow their lead. Because the play might have to be ran through learning a new dance and you ain't going to learn it. Yeah. Like, it just is what it is. But we can't start looking at our youth as hopeless the way that they do. Because they're not. They're not. They're overachieving. Young black women are graduating at a higher rate than everybody from universities. True or false?
True. 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 100%.
We got to teach these men how to be worthy of their attention. How about that? How about shine a light on more than just the ratio of women and men in college? How about show that they graduate and y'all not, and she might be your mom if she accepts you?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Figure out what motivates them.
Okay.
Figure out what motivates them. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, we also had to adapt to what's going on now. We're in a situation, and I'm talking super long. We're in a situation where NIL exists.
Say it one more time.
What's the NIL deals when they get money in college and,
okay, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah.
of that, and they can get paid for that for their likeness?
Yeah.
We got to wave that carrot too. Okay. Wave that carrot too. You can make more money in a sport before you graduate college than people that went pro and did their little 2-3 years if you do this right. If you know how to stay out of trouble. If you know how to keep your nose clean. If you don't tattoo your whole face. Somebody might buy that tomorrow. We got to wave the carrots that they care about. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We got young women that saying, I ain't in no rush to go to WNBA. Don't nobody get paid like me. Oh, go to college. Go to college. It makes it more incentivized now. Everybody think they a superstar. Let's go do it.
Just for the record, I really am going to try this when I go home tonight. So my son's inspiration is money. But he specifically said, I'm not going to college. I'll go to a trade school or something. I'll learn a trade, electricity or something. But I'm not going to college. That's too much.
But that's fine.
But I'm going to try the whole carrot thing with the money because he really think he's LeBron James now. And surprisingly enough, he's really good. I've seen him do some things that I just couldn't believe he did. Fast as lightning, like they call him Flash. He went from not wanting to do nothing but play Fortnite to one day, I don't know if a girl got in his ear. I don't know what happened. To dad, I want to play basketball. And that was it. And it's been, he won a box. And it's just been down, it's been uphill from there. It's going.
So he's boxing and playing basketball. His footwork probably phenomenal.
But this the thing though, this was my problem. You ready for this? He has been a natural and just had it all the time.
Just didn't exercise.
Like he played football at 5, 6, 7, and then one day was like, I ain't doing this no more. Like he didn't pay attention to nothing, but he made plays. Like he made tackles, he got interceptions, he did all of this, not paying attention to the coach. The coach said one time, an interception. He is so bad at following rules that the coach said, this is your spot. Nobody comes through here unless they get through you. Ain't nobody getting through me, coach. Soon as the play started, he is nowhere to be found where he was supposed to be. But he got an interception and a touchdown.
Yeah, I know it's for the ball.
But you still got to follow directions. Like, he still got reamed out for not doing what he's supposed to do. But
absolutely.
He still
got,
you know,
congratulated.
He
got congratulated for making a great play.
Yeah, but then from that day on, he stopped playing football. No more football. Done. Hasn't played. We made him play in high school. We got to find something. And I say we because, you know, something to get these kids' attentions to where it's more than just video games and social media.
We got to be flexible, though. Video games make some of these kids $3 million in the one tournament.
That's
And not that, like, it's just like basketball. Making it to the NBA is not attainable for everybody.
How you we know what the I'm ratio. About to say. That's what I'm about to
we
say.
We know the ratio. But how many kids went to school and got their education hoping to make it to the NBA and didn't? They still had something to fall on.
Yeah, yeah. So how do we make that appealing? Well, the carrot, you said. I'm going to try it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put the carrot up. And hopefully he grabbed it.
And at the end of the day, make it about the Sebastian Telfair story when he was in high school. Raise these young men to be marketable in what they want to be.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? If there's options out here and people are paying money for stuff that y'all love to do, make sure you don't turn them off. Don't be out here with the knuckleheads. They don't have that option. Don't be out here making rash decisions that's lifelong scars. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because that's the difference. We can go through YouTube and show you instances of people your age that messed up. Mikey Williams is new. That just happened. When he got caught with the pistol and supposed to shot in somebody's car, he's the best point guard in the country. You driving a Lambo truck to high school games. Are you crazy?
And now
he beat it, done. So to speak, but his them endorsements, the where you supposed to go, all of that changes. You've tainted a lot of money. You did the Ja Morant before you made it. Wow. You knocked the money off the table before it was even in view. Now you got to work your way up and hope somebody cares about your story and your talent. Don't put yourself in that position.
Yeah, you got my wheels running now. Like, you got the wheels turning.
No, we perfect. Good.
You got the wheels turning.
Now, can we talk about your platform finally?
Yes, sir.
Give us a little info about the Philly Four Horsemen platform, man.
Philly Four Horsemen.
First of all, one of my favorite pods of the area. And y'all know I know everybody local pods. I don't watch everybody local. I be on their live feed when I can.
My guy. Hey, listen, y'all. Tune in Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. Philly Four Horsemen, PHILLY, space, the number four, horsemen. Mm-hmm.
And shout out to all the horsemen, through all the Beyonce, Destiny Child stages of the situation.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Chapo, definitely Don, C Money, formerly known as C Murder. Shout out to my management team, 1010. I'm sorry, Tania Delina, formerly known as 1010.
I'm gonna still call you 1010.
Also, not just desserts.
Everybody changing their name around y'all?
Yeah.
I like it.
So what's happening is we're learning. You know what I'm saying? We're learning stuff, becoming more marketable. You know what I mean? Trying to, you know, get to the bag as well and have fun in the process.
I like it, but I just want to be a part. Just let me know what's going on, man. Ooh.
Listen, we here. Matter of fact, we got a party coming up.
And I got a be French an honorary name, too. Guest. Hold up. I got to figure out a new French name.
We got a party coming up. We're throwing Philly Four Horsemen is throwing a party, and we definitely want you to be the guest of honor. As always, my guy, come through. I will have something special for you, but you got to come.
I'm pulling up.
It's going to be special for you. You might have to go outside with it, but it'll be a lot of it just for you. We'll talk about that later.
I already know what that means.
You know exactly what that means.
Nah, but Philly Four Horsemen, y'all, what? You funny. How long y'all been a platform?
We have been doing this now for almost 3 years.
Awesome.
Almost 3 years.
That's heavy. I don't think y'all realize, like, I know I've been around here for a while, but it takes something to make something, man.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
I love hearing that. 3 years.
Yes, sir. We call ourselves the voice of the people. And the reason why we call us that, because no matter how small, if we would want to provide a platform. If you are not shy and you want to get up here and talk, I'll interview you. We'll tell you, making soap, you making crickets, you whatever, it doesn't even matter. The voice of the people, come talk about it.
No big eyes and little U's. I stole that from Swiss.
There you go.
I stole that from Swiss. I loved that. But no, it's a real thing. It's part of our premise. Like, I started out with a hell of a black book. I didn't go to all the heavy hitters first to try to do a certain thing with an algorithm or whatever have you.
Right.
I wanted to acknowledge people that were close to me and sprinkle in some of them while we build. And then I wanted to get the big dogs when we got to a situation where when they come through here, they could be impressed and comfortable and all of that. And we could provide all the, you know, all the extras. Like, we got a whole thing laid out.
Yes, sir.
But I sprinkled it in a little bit and whatever have you. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I want to talk to the people. Shout out to Chef Mishu, too, doing big things all the way from Argentina.
Whoa, yeah, shout out to Chef Mishu. Yeah, shout out, man. Chef Mishu.
That's the homie, man.
Yes, sir. Can I give a few shout outs?
Do your thing, man.
Beyond Expectation Events, exactly the way it's spelled. Beyond Your Expectation, also Not Just Desserts. Heather, she made the food and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not allowed to call her Heather Jenkins on camera.
Yo, I love him.
What? Huh? I just did. No, I did. Oh, I did, didn't I? Okay, yo. I'm sorry. I take that back. well, she cooks, and she is the maker of my special. I can't tell you all the special ingredient. Goddamn day pudding. Yes, sir. She makes it. And if y'all want some, y'all contact her. Not Just Desserts on Instagram and Facebook. That's it.
So as long as you've had your platform, what have been the rewards and what have you learned from having it?
That is a very good question.
It's a different medium, even though I say use a host of all hosters. Like, it's still different, right?
So it's different because I got to talk to a lot of people. I've learned things. Like, I got to meet you. Because if I wasn't doing this, I would not have been there that night. I wouldn't have been in it. I wouldn't have got to meet you. And the things that I get and I look at you and learn from you, I've gotten to meet so many different people. I've definitely grown a lot just intellectually. I've learned things. Okay, for instance, I'll give you an example. It's my way, point blank period. I'm never wrong. That's it. But I've learned now, even if I don't admit it to you, I know within myself I was wrong. And I've learned that by talking to different people and listening to their views and opinions. Mm-hmm. So, and I've gained a love for helping people more.
Have you talked to somebody that had a perspective that was like, yo, I'm running with that. That'll make my load lighter if I thought of things in that light.
Yes, sir.
Not me.
Would you like to talk to the person?
Not me. Does this matter for? Not me. We not doing it.
But that's who it is. What are you talking about? I watch and I'm like, okay, so if we do it this way. Like I said, when I introduce my significant other and I say, you know, shout out to, I never did that before. As a matter of fact, that has been a conversation between us when we say, she's like, you know, champ, say, hey, shout out to my wife. And I never did that before. You know, and when I seen you do it, that was big to me. That was like, wow, this dude been here since the beginning. You know, he's giving all the props to her, this and the other. I said, maybe I should be doing that too. It
started with her.
I mean, but nobody wouldn't have known that unless you let them know. Yeah, just like nobody wouldn't know all the hard work she does behind the scenes until and talking to you.
And that's the thing. And that's why most times when we even had people over to do the pod, when it's done, I'll be like, yo, can you tell them what you do? Because she ain't pick up a camera till she put one on me.
Oh, wow.
She do a whole lot of other stuff by trade and profession that's very valuable in this space besides camera work. She just got really good at it. She's a YouTube University scholar.
Wow.
That's you see awesome. What I'm saying? So it just be like I appreciate that in itself. You see what I'm saying? And then all of, you know, we in a blessed situation to have a space like this. But like we're nice building on this and building on this and building on this just to be more of a resource.
Okay.
Because I have enough space to do what I want to do. But there's other things that we could do that might be more fulfilling.
Okay.
If we had more resources and more space to do it in.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're working towards. But the appreciation is because we got this far. I tell people all the time, if you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right, get your fucking life together. People could have said so. Like, look, you laugh because it's crazy because you never thought of that.
Right.
People could have been like, and? That didn't happen, bro. That ain't me. That's things being right surrounding me and the people recepting me.
Yes, sir.
We all got ideas.
Surely do.
And I got a network. I got my own YouTube.
My own YouTube.
Me and her. It's called Your Work Network. It's right there. You see YWN? At the bottom of that poster.
All right. Well, you let me know how I can support it, and I'll be there.
It's just something that we need to rework, remarket, and redistribute. But, like, the domain is there. It's the alternative to the peanuts on one versus the other, but the other is what everybody's used to going to.
Okay.
So you got to find balance.
All right. Well, I'll be going to you as soon as it's available.
Yeah, because the percentages on ads and everything is way better on our side.
Okay.
But you got to have enough faith in us to put your product over there and drive your crowd over there to know that it's going to work.
All right. Count us in.
That's all it is.
Management,
man.
What you think? Know? I like it.
No, we always working. And like I said, that might turn into something else that is more encompassing. Just because everything's working every day and we ain't stopped doing no research. We trying to figure out the best way to be a resource. Because y'all supported me when I said I wanted to sip something and talk to people. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. That's fly. So goals with you being recorded visually and audibly, what do you think that does that you didn't have access to before?
My word is actually getting out there. How being able to help people, being able to talk to somebody is actually out there. Like,
the feedback is coming.
I could not believe we went into a restaurant to eat. You ready? I went into a restaurant to eat.
I like it.
And the guy was like, hey, that's the Four Horsemen. And I'm looking around like, where? I'm like, and it, when I went, I don't know this guy from a can of paint, but mm-hmm. he knew me. Mm-hmm. So that means at some point he listened to what I had to say and it got out there. Receptive. He got something like our
so
mission.
Dope. I love that.
You have no that. Idea what that. It did for my.
I was walking in the Jamaican restaurant, boys across the street like sipping. No, that's what he said. Flyboy, because you know I have Flyboy Friday Radio.
Right.
He's like Flyboy, and I'm like, oh, that's me. That's my name now. Like I didn't know. I'm walking to the Jamaican spot to get some jerk chicken, jerk salmon fried rice.
Right.
Boy, y'all call me Fly. I guess that's my name. Well, whatever. Hey. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. So it's like.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing to actually. Be able to know that you help because, like I said, our mission is to not only to entertain, mm-hmm. but to educate.
Absolutely.
You know, so when we had that day when you was on there, like mm-hmm. you dropped a lot of jewels about things. And first of all, hold on.
Wait, hold up.
Everybody know, but I learned that day. So I thought you was just a pretty face and that you were just good at what you do. But when you start going back to 1967, this heaven, and I was once again mesmerized by your words. Like, wow, this dude is really smart. Like, and that's you gonna get. So that's the good thing. Like, it's like you're having this platform. You can actually reach people, and they're listening, even if they know they're not listening. Somebody somewhere is listening.
Just like in my music, the drinking and smoking is just a hook.
Okay.
The words is in the rest of, you know what I'm saying? The rest of it is the story because ultimately, like, I am very educated and I went to a black elementary and middle school. That's why we know each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We went to Ivy League together. That was a black private school. Black History Month was every month.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? How people be like, yo, every day is 420. That's how I feel about black history when I was a kid. Every time you walked down the hallway, there was faces, there was information, there was every room you went in, like, we ain't wait till February. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff that people are trying to catch up on or are learning now and trying to adapt their today theories to, I already knew about. And I understand where the disconnect comes in at because you already don't respect slaves. Because you don't understand that, you don't understand the whole picture, the whole thing of it because you're comparing it to now anytime that you say it's a choice or I would have.
Right.
Because as much as you might have wanted to be free, you didn't want five people that lived in that hut with you to be slaughtered because of you being free either. And they still gonna hurt you.
Right.
Like people don't understand what that's about. So it's like I've for a long time understood what this country was, understood what our greatness was, and I've been held to a high standard of production in school. You see what I'm saying? I got to high school and went crazy. But it was because I always knew if I fucked it up in the first quarter, I could make it up by the third and I'd be good on the fourth.
Hey, let's go.
Like, I was toxic. Yeah. I was toxic, bro. She told my transcripts. It was horrible. But, but real rap. I don't know if you ever answered any of my questions. I feel like he spun everything back to me for an hour. What do y'all think in the background?
No, but those were the answer to my questions.
Huh? I think you are just as guilty. Okay. All right. So the word is that we were both hams.
And we respect each other.
We both horrible.
I like it.
My God. My God. But wrap your head around something that we could do together.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's, wow. When I say it, I'm like, that's so many options. But whether that's us coming together on a style of format or on an event or something that I can assist you in that you've been trying to figure out, maybe a roundtable, a forum, something to that. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all good at doing that on y'all side. Y'all bring the people. Y'all had 6-7 stools up there with everybody. Like, I'm down to do some of that type of thing, too.
And, okay.
Production wise, we figure out which way it makes the most sense. Whether we use your team, my team, or both.
Because of the way y'all move, like on our platform and then yours right outside our platform, or however y'all. This is not my thing.
It depends on what the idea is and what the plan is and what the space is.
Okay, I find out that, don't laugh at me, I'm very good at thinking of stuff when it comes to stuff to put on camera. So as long as you with it, I got you.
No, let's figure out something. Let's make it fun and let's give the people something that they may not have expected or understood that they was missing, so okay. to speak. And let's always also fuck up the algorithm.
Hey. Okay, I'm with it.
Let's look up the algorithm.
I'm with it. My mind is thinking. I'm thinking right now.
Let's have some fun.
I'm thinking right now. I got you.
And we can chop it up. And even that way.
You ready?
Go ahead.
I'm going to have you for date night.
Let's do it.
Date night. It's a twist to it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to have you mm-hmm. in a chair. We're going to have a lady not looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to pick between you, and you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The rose. We're going to have the rose sitting in a chair,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have you sitting in a chair,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be asking you questions and asking the rose question. I'm talking about the sex toy, the rose.
Mm-hmm.
And the women swear by the rose.
Right.
So after we ask these questions,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole lot of things the rose can't do. Mm-hmm. That they're going to be looking for. They're going to be asking, well, you know, on the first date, where are you going to take me? Where the rose going to take you? Well, no, we might be giving away too much information. We're going to stop right there. You with it?
I'm with it.
There we go.
I'm
we
confused, got, but I'm got, with it.
Listen, all you got to do is sit down and answer the questions. Are you going to be the lady that's asking the questions?
No.
No?
That's okay. No fun.
Okay, I have, out of respect, I had to ask first.
No, because
we're going to pick somebody out the crowd.
If we're going to play the game, let's play the game. Because if it's, if, let's keep it all anonymous.
I'm with it. Yes, sir. Like, I like it.
Motherfucker, mix my voice every day.
Yeah.
Like, let's all have right. some fun.
Yeah.
Because I ain't gotta be the rules. I just gotta beat the rules.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can do that.
Which yeah. I like it. So it's a deal. Let's shake on it on TV.
I mean, whatever you say.
We shook on it. So he's our guy.
But no, that's light. We're gonna figure out something bigger. We're gonna figure out something for the people, and we might be able to do something spring or summer, outdoors wise. And okay. even if that's in a giving back to the community capacity, which I know y'all are big on.
Don't say nothing? Okay. Yes! Right,
let's do
we
something
got our
dope.
Guy. We already got a plan.
Let's do
our plan. All
dope.
We need you is to be there with the microphone. You're going to be the host. Me and you.
I always want to be able to get with the community and whatever. If I ain't
yes.
there, I couldn't make it. You know what I mean?
Yes,
but if,
I got
it,
you.
If it's on us, then it's on me.
We already, when I tell you it's already in the works, we already got a plan. All we picking is a date, and we just, because we want it to be outside
mm-hmm.
Because of the name. Can I say the name? No? The block party? So, all right. So, it's the block party. So, with the block party.
So, Ocho.
Yeah. So, with the block party, we're going to bring everybody out. We're going to have food. We're going to have the basketball tournaments. We want to make it really big. So, we're looking for. You just said I can't.
Now, oh. now you're giving the whole thing.
My bad.
So, let's do that. Let's definitely do that. And like I said, she's a resource. She has a bunch of vendors, a bunch of ways to get permits and all of that.
There
she
we
knows
go.
How to play the game in the city. So let's make it make sense and let's have some fun. And let's give the people something that they're going to remember at least for a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's, me let's, and you hosting
let's
together.
Lift some
speakers
spirits.
And a microphone. Let's
lift some spirits, yeah, man, besides the alcohol. Because you ain't drinking. Yo, man.
I did. I had my vodka, baby. You know what I'm saying? My cup empty. What about yours? Your cup not empty.
Refill, refill, refill. Tell the people how to keep up with you and we, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, man. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook. Philly, Philly, space, the number 4. Don't spell it. The number 4, Horseman. And we there every Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Shout out to Robert J. Moore. Are
my
you mad
guy.
As material? I am hosting that show in Atlanta.
You going to Atlanta with him?
I'm going to Atlanta. We just came back, actually.
Because when I interviewed them at Son of the 215 joint, I had him and Shelly Show. I said, are you taking my bestie Shelly Show?
Oh, we hosting the show. Oh,
let's
yeah,
do it. That, I bought they, it. Yeah, that was me.
Put your
and
X's
them.
Up. You know what I'm saying?
That was me.
Shout out to Shelly Show. Are you Marriage Material? 9th, 10th,
bestie,
and 11th.
Man.
It's
a
February.
Great play. I saw it.
Actually, it's a, he wrote some more into it. Joe is going to be in it now.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
From Rude Boys.
Right.
It's written all over your face. Mm-hmm. Hey, I should have been in that group. What you think? I think I should.
You just killed that a little bit. You bodied that a little bit.
And that's it. We out of here.
Nah, man. Once again, like he said, shout out to everybody that he shouted out because I'm co-signing all of that. But
you know, we out of here.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Fly Shit, only the one and only Sipping with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Roog. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right.
You please ain't sipping right. I love it. I'm sipping. Why that sound like you too?
Get down on the ground.
That is me.
Sam, I'm sipping. I'm sipping.
You don't listen to my music.
Tell me how to get to it.
I'm sipping. Don't give a fuck about a DUI. Tap the bottom, crack the bottle. Pour it up and take a sip. For the dead, we don't pour it out. We pour it out to get lit. They don't want us wasted drip. They don't want us wasted drip. Your body gone, but your soul hands. So you live through me out this bitch. Treat a dot like a model. Hit a model like a ladder. Fuck the poetic shit. I brush it like Chicago. The night we gone full throttle. Yeah, we going full throttle. You say, make him do what you say. We ain't drinking no Moscato. 2K pass me the EJ. Shorty looking at me like she need a lay. Bad bitch, night I fuck her up. Now I'm on time, I need a DNA. Party and hold my soldiers. Woke up with a hangover. Hit the ball, then I got another shot. Just so I can get back sober.
I'm sipping.
Don't give a fuck about a DUI.
You sippin' with Sammy, you're bombin' with Bruno, uptown rock stars. Long as you know my bar tab, long as Warren Uno, cause I cop shots for every broad that you know. Street fan kept it street. We send shots, they send shots back. I ain't even peep. Bottles popped up, so we pop that. Blame out, baby, just pop that. Put that leg high, then drop that. Smoke trail in my top back. Let the whole ad watch a top that. Like, where is your top back? Can you top that? Can you cop that? Should charge niggas across the room, getting wasted off my contact. Been the man before contracts. Command the stages, I rock facts. Drunk her under the table house. She sipped the shop, then lick cock sack. Now she need a contract. On contact, that's my word. G-Shop, she resides at. Them fly boys, then fry that.
I'm sipping. Tonight we gon' go get drunk. Tonight we gon' go get fried.
Get fried.
Jump in the wheel and slide.
I don't give a fuck about a DUI.
I'm sipping. Jump in the wheel and slide.